Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Thursday, April 9th, 2026. And here are some of today's trends in the news. And remember, the trend is your friend. And we're giving you what no magazine in the world comes close to giving you. Trends analysis, trend forecasts. They don't do it, don't know how to do it. Best-selling books, Trends 2000. Trend tracking, far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine. They don't teach it at Harvard. Don't teach it at Princeton. Don't teach it at Cambridge. They don't know how. So we're giving you everything we can. So subscribe to the Trends Journal for the grand total of $2.59 a week. And again, I've been at this 46 years. Never in my life been such in a wild time. And every day it's...
Warning, warning, bullshit alert.
No, it's Trump shit. And now you could put another word into it, head shit. What an arrogant scumbag. The fucking bullshit that he puts out, the angry words in the name of God. Hey, man. Not my God. You got it? You got it? Hey, Katsong. I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. No, you brag about killing people. What God you're talking about? Oh, how about the God with the other ones believing the Ten Commandments? Hey, how about thou shalt not kill? Thou shalt not steal? Hey, that lands ours. Don't you know? Yeah, it's in the good book, chapter 6, section 8. Shove it up your ass. Anyway, on to the trends of the markets. More.
That was bullshit.
You got it, man. They're rigging these fucking markets. Bullshit after fucking Trump shit day after day. Ready? This is CNBC. Stocks extended their rally Thursday, even as oil prices gained amid continued optimism among traders, fucking gamblers, that a fragile two-week ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran could be sustained. The fucking Straits of Hormuz is still closed. United States is lying about what the deal was. Again, we only put the facts in there, coming from Pakistan, coming from Iran, coming from other countries. Only the facts that part of it was Israel would stop slaughtering the people in Lebanon, which they've killed some 260 and wounded over 1,000, and their worst strike since like 1982. The Dow was up, this S&P was up 0.62%. Composite went up 0.83, and the NASDAQ climbed 275 points. Yep. And Brent crude, that was up over $100, ran out near $100 a barrel. It closed at $96.49. Still very high.
Hey, I'm the president. I don't remember my bullshit on February 24th. Hey, the price of gasoline in most states in the United States, $2.30. All right.
How can he get away with this shit? Hank shit, Trump shit, bullshit. It's the shit show like nothing before we've ever seen. And the S&P, this is the language from the S&P 500 traded into the green, and oil prices came off their highs a day after Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that the country has agreed to open direct negotiations with Lebanon. We'll get to that in a minute. Yep. Again, the traffic in the Straits of Hormuz is not improved. Here, Wall Street Journal. Fuel surcharges hit small businesses. No kidding. They're hitting everybody. Important. Week after week, we're showing what's going on in China and about luxury sales. Is an article in the Wall Street Journal, for Chinese, American brands have lost their sexy cachet. You got it. America looks like shit. The people dress like shit. Hey, what's your favorite pair of dungarees? I like the ones with all the rips in them. Oh, they're blue jeans. They're fucking dungarees. People dress like shit, look like shit, eat shit, swallow shit, and what do we got? Trump shit and Hague shit. Again, China's going to lead the world. The business of China's business, the business of America's war. You got it? They're coming up with their own brands. And they got a thing over here, U.S. auto brand market share in China. Everything going way down. Again, it went way up when that scumbag slime ball, little fucking prick, every time he got caught with his pants down, bombs away over Baghdad, Slick Willie Clinton, brought China into the World Trade Organization 25 years ago. Hey, all these companies are making a lot of money when they were over there getting all that cheap labor. Yeah. And the people were making money and buying American products. Not anymore. Don't need you anymore. We got everything we never had because you gave it to us. From high tech to heavy industry. And they're leading it. So sad. The culture. Culture is shit. I go to fucking restaurants. I hear this music. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, I put on a concert for Ella Fitzgerald. What's an Ella Fitzgerald? I took over the Superdome. Do it with Dionne Warwick. A who? A what? A Whitwick? A Whitwick? A Whitwick? Yeah, all right? Oh, there is none. It's gone. The only thing that'll change this country is a renaissance. Private equity buyout slump amid fears of AI and Iran war. No shit. We're writing about this each week in your Trends Journal. The dangers are there. These markets are artificially propped up. Artificially propped up. It's going down big. You ready? Core personal consumption expenditures price index rose 3%. Yep. That's from the Commerce Department today. That's for February. It went up 3%. Wait till March. Wait till March. Oh, by the way, income fell only 0.1%. So the plantation workers of slave land, they are making a lot less, more and more, less. So the inflation numbers are much higher. And you ready for this? Separately, the Commerce Department reported that economic growth was even slower than previously reported for the fourth quarter of 2025. They always rig the fucking numbers. The full year's growth, 2.1%. What are you talking about, 2.1%? Hey, don't you remember? Look at the cover of the Trends Journal magazine this week. Yeah, you got it. You got it. April Fools. Hey, we got the best economy ever in the history of America. Remember? Hey, hey, hey. What are you fucking talking about? How can he get away with this bullshit? Oh, it's Trump shit. I forgot. Dubai property sales plunge over 30% as the Iran war shakes investors' confidence. You got it. Not only Dubai, all the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, one after another, it's going down. They're saying that tourism is down. Now, I'm going back 3 weeks ago, $600 million a day. Haven't heard anything new on it yet. They overbuilt, and now it's going bust. Cheaper energy and efficient models give China an edge in AI's hottest new commodity. No kidding. No kidding. Again, in your Trends Journal, the facts are all there. What we're giving you, they're giving you much, much, much later. AI will affect more than half of all U.S. jobs, analysts find. Yep. You got it? This thing's going to go down. The worst is yet to come. And sales of used electric vehicles surge in U.S. as petrol prices pass $4 a gallon. What are you talking about? $2.30, right? Remember, in your magazine, your Trends Journal, what's going on here is going to provide a lot of entrepreneur opportunities. You're going to see a surge in clean and alternative energies. Again, if we weren't spending all this money on the military-industrial complex, this would be the place to invest the dough. But nah, what am I talking about? I'm just a stupid little wop from the Bronx, all right? I'm telling you, this is the future, and China's going to lead it. Credit investors flee to safety and pull nearly $14 billion from junk bonds. Yep. In your magazine, the crash is coming. Way, way bad times are ahead. Oh, and Gilead to buy German biotech only for $3.15 billion. Neurocaine to buy drug for $2.9 billion. And now they're talking, by the way, of a office building bust. That's right. Things are getting very bad. How the buildings are going for pennies on the dollar. And it's going to happen. It's also going to bring back the banksters that don't have the money to cover these losses as they're giving up their loans. So here it is. Office buildings selling at 90% off in fire sale. We've been warning about this. Nobody's been covering it. And now a bad situation is going to become very worse with what's going on with this war. And going on with the war, President Donald Trump told AFP that the United States had won, quote, a total complete victory. Can you imagine this fucking horse shit? How can you get away with this stuff? Total, 100%, no question about it. Hey, I got a question about it. You're full of shit. Yep. Yeah. But when asked about his original threats to destroy Iran's civilian power plants and bridges if the deal fell apart, Trump said, quote, you're going to have to see. Trump insisted that Iran's nuclear material would be, blah, blah, blah. And again, you know, Trump, yeah, Trump shit. And you ready? New York Times, Wall Street Journal. U.S. forces ready to go back to war. But is Trump? And you got that guy, Hegshit, saying that Iranians have been humiliated and demoralized. Total fucking lie. Total fucking lie. Yep. Briefing reporters at the Pentagon on Wednesday, Hegshit said that one outcome of the negotiations must include an agreement by Iran to give up 570 pounds near bomb grade uranium. They will either give it to us or we'll take it out. What a bullshit. Again, hit the like and subscribe to our videos. We're getting blacklisted. When asked exactly how enriched uranium would be removed, Hegshit said, you ready for this? Here's Hegshit. You ready? That's something the president is going to solve. Oh, he knows how to do it. He's fucking brilliant at this shit. Total victory claim worries Trump allies. Total victory. It wasn't a total victory. Military triumph, this Carolyn Leavitt, the mouthpiece of the United States, said in a separate press conference. Hegshit said every single objective on plan, on schedule, exactly as laid out from day to day one. Can you believe this shit? And they get away with it. Yep. And he claims that Iran, this is quote, begged for a ceasefire, and we all know it. They didn't beg for a ceasefire.
Bullshit detected. Take precaution.
Yep. This guy just keeps lying and lying in front of everybody's eyes. Lying and lying and lying. What kept Iran on the table, Hegshit insisted, was the threat of what would come next. Had Iran not accepted the U.S. prepared strikes on power plants, bridges, and energy infrastructure, quote, targets that they could not defend and could not realistically build, it would have taken them decades. The ceasefire is also in dispute. Israel says it does not cover Lebanon, which is a total lie. Iran's, yep. Our hands are on the trigger. There's Iran now. And the moment the enemy makes the slightest mistake, it will be with full force. And Hegseth said, American forces will remain in the region. We're not going anywhere. The deal is that the United States will pull out of the region. Hegseth touts total victory. Again, bullshit. Operation Epic Fury, this is his quote, was a historic and overwhelming victory on the battlefield. It wasn't, what battlefield? There was no battlefield fighting. Total shit, Heg shit. Yep. A capital V military victory. This guy talks like a third grader. Yep. And what is Israel saying about it? Israel's opposition leader said, quote, "There's never been such a political disaster in all our history." This is Lapid. "Israel wasn't even at the table when discussions were made concerning the core of our security." He said Netanyahu, quote, "failed politically and strategically in achieving," quote, "even a single one of the goals he had set himself." And then one of the other guys, Yair Golan, said, Trump, Netanyahu promised a historic victory and security for generations, and in practice, we got one of the most severe strategic failures Israel has ever known. It's a total failure that endangers Israel's security for years to come. He is 100% correct. And Israel attacks on Lebanon aimed to undermine ceasefire, critics say, and that's exactly what I said. Right after the deal was made, it was bombs away over Lebanon. Yep. And now they're talking about Iran says massive Israeli strikes in Lebanon render peace talks with U.S. meaningless. That's according to the Times of Israel. Meaningless. This is an article in Anti-War. The U.S. knew Iran's ceasefire deal included Lebanon, which they lie that they say it was a misunderstanding that it wasn't. Yep. Israeli strike hits Christian town in Lebanon, leaving residents confused. How Israel is taking control of much of southern Lebanon. On and on and on. On and on and on. So this thing is going to continue. They're not going to make a deal. That's our forecast. Netanyahu will keep this war going. And the equity markets are total fraud to the reality. They're not going to stop bombing Lebanon. And now they're saying that the only way they'll make a deal is if Hezbollah is completely disarmed. That's what Israel is saying. There's no way that that's going to happen. Hezbollah is not going to disarm. They will continue to fight. Defense contractors jostle for wartime deals. Isn't that nice? Making more and more and more money. Writing on X, Iran's president said the strike signaled deception and noncompliance with the ceasefire and rendered negotiations meaningless. Ceasefire violations carry explicit costs and strong response, said Iran's parliament speaker. So this is going to continue. And unfortunately, the worst is yet to come. This just came out in Politico. DNC avoids taking stance on Israel APAC. Yep. It's the Democratic National Committee, Democrats. DNC members on Thursday rejected a symbolic resolution to limit the influence of American Israeli Public Affairs Committee and dark money corporate groups Democratic primaries, and unsurprising result that is nevertheless a blow to those within the party who have been infuriated by pro-Israel groups' recent intervention. Coward little bastards. Oh, I forgot about Genocide Joe. They were Democrats. One after another. Yep. So maybe Netanyahu is running maybybe he's the real president of the United States. Again, you got to read that article about how this war began and why it began. It's a very good one in the New York Times. There's a lot of details in it that we'll be writing about. And it's a very good article. Here it is. How Trump took the U.S. to war with Iran. And you ready? Just part of it. Just part of it. In a Situation Room on February 11th, Situation Room, a stupidity room, Mr. Netanyahu also made a hard sell suggesting that Iran was ripe for regime change and expressing the belief that a joint U.S.-Israeli mission could finally bring an end to the Islamic Republic. Yep. Isn't that nice? Netanyahu. The Netanyahu gang was there. Reporting underscores how closely Mr. Trump's hawkish thinking aligned with Mr. Netanyahu over many months, more so than even some of the president's key advisors recognized. And you look at his key advisors. You ready? These are the people that were at the meeting. Appearing on the screen behind the prime minister was David Ben-Air, the director of Mossad, Israeli Foreign Intelligence Agency, as well as Israeli military officials. Isn't that nice? And Susan Wiles, the White House chief of staff. Oh, yeah, she knows a lot of shit about everything. And little Marco Rubio, all right? Just put this clown list together. Pete Hegg shit. The General Dan Kane, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. You ready? Witkoff, the Jerkoff, and Jared Kushner, along with the CIA director. These are the people that decide that we go to war. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? Situation Room, the Stupidity Room. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to see Salenti and the Judge, boy. It's a very important one that we did yesterday. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. Read history before it happens. And hit that like button because we need subscribers. Thank you.